I'm Chris Conley with today's Friday on Faith. A single mother came to a church one Sunday. She was a stranger. No one knew her. She had a young child in tow and had another baby on the way. She was welcomed before the service began. And after, during coffee hour, she said that she was deeply in need. Her immediate needs were a crib, a car seat, infant clothes, and help moving into her new apartment. By that afternoon, church members were ready to help, and over the next few days, she was set up in her new home. Now, some might say it's an unknown if she would ever come back to church. It's entirely possible that she was taking advantage of the good church-going folks and would never be seen again. That's sort of what happened. She attended Sunday worship for a few weeks and received more generosity from her fellow churchgoers. And after a month or so, she moved away. No goodbye. A neighbor volunteered that she had found an out-of-town boyfriend and was living with him. Now, we have had a similar debate in our community. Until this week, there was $20,000 in school cafeteria debt in Wausau and the D.C. Everest school districts. Pastor Yao Yang began a successful fundraising campaign that paid it all off. Here are some facts about it. Parents who don't pay their kids' school lunches are slackers. If they would just fill out the paperwork, their kids could get free or reduced lunch. Parents who smoke or drink or vape should drop those bad habits and pay for their kids' lunch accounts first. We are indeed setting a bad precedent that if a family's lunch account falls into arrears, someone else will step up and pay for it. When we follow Christ's example of extravagant generosity, we might be taken advantage of. So what? That woman's baby might grow up to learn that complete strangers gave hundreds of dollars worth of diapers to their mother. Some young students might learn that caring members of our community raised money to pay off their lunch accounts. Perhaps they will wonder why other people would do that. And that is the moment, maybe, that they will see God's love in your generosity. I'm Chris Conley.